WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A Georgia father is the latest parent in the U.S. to face charges in connection with a shooting allegedly carried out by his child last night. The father of suspected gunman Colt Gray, arrested, both made their first appearances at separate hearings today, facing charges stemming from the Appalachian High School shooting deaths of two students and two teachers. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
54-year-old Colin Gray, now charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children. Sources telling ABC News investigators believe Colin gifted his 14-year-old son an AR-15-style rifle for Christmas, which the teenager used to terrorize his school Wednesday, leaving four people dead.
Employers added 142,000 jobs in August, slight growth, but also signs the labor market continues to cool. Unemployment also at 4.2%. Triple-digit temperatures still keeping a grip up and down the West Coast.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes there's more that unites Americans than divides.
I just reject this notion that there's two Americas, whether it's red or blue, or there's two Americas, urban and rural. This country has been strong because of both.
Walz says he won six terms in a Republican-leaning U.S. House district by making compromises without compromising his principles. Wisconsin is making it easier for low-income students to get their driver's licenses. The program aims to reduce barriers and curb reckless driving. The Department of Transportation's new grant program covers 30 hours worth of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of on-the-road instruction. The grants will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An outdoor space in Superior has officially reopened after undergoing major renovations. The city celebrated the reopening of Woodstock Bay on Thursday afternoon, marking the completion of a $1.4 million lakeshore renovation project. The renewed 14-acre site now includes things like a pavilion, picnic tables, an ADA-accessible dock and waterfront trail, and three overlook viewing platforms. City officials say the formerly polluted area could now help Woodstock Bay attract tourists and residents alike. The Oliver Bridge connecting Duluth and Oliver, Wisconsin will see daily closures next week for a scheduled inspection. The bridge will be closed from Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day. The bridge connects the new Duluth neighborhood to Oliver at Minnesota Highway 39 and Wisconsin Highway 105 and has served as a crucial corridor between Superior and Duluth during other bridge construction projects. Message signs will be posted to inform drivers of the change and will remain until the inspection is complete. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to go this season.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be their first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny. Back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We
we're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Mattenair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, TGIF, September 6, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. The chill of fall is in the air. The Green Bay Packers kick off literally and figuratively tonight. Mr. Zommers, there is barely any time for introductions. It's a TGIF. I was going to call it a Lollapalooza show today. Our friend Mr. Mathers, Luke Mathers, said call it a Toddapalooza show.
Much better, yes.
It's a Toddapalooza. We're going to go through our many wonderful guests that we have on today and kick things off. But first of all, a little breaking news for you, for those particularly in the WMDX area here in Madison and Dane County. According to Channel 3000, the local CBS News affiliate, and this is all we know at this point, Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital is currently on a lockdown. The Madison Police Department told News 3 Now that it is aware of the lockdown and would provide further details at a later time. No other details are available right now, but we are monitoring this here, of course, at Civic Media and other sources as well. Again, all we know right now is that Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital is currently on lockdown here in Madison. Just be aware of that. Avoid that area at this time if you had scheduled business there. We'll keep track of that, but now on to news of the day. Here is the rundown, folks. I mean, hold on to your hats. The rundown coming up at 12:30, our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Brady Ewing, a three-time Big Ten champion on the football team for the Badgers, captain of the team when they went to the Rose Bowl with Russell Wilson, and spent 3 years in the National Football League at Atlanta and Jacksonville, respectively, will be along at the bottom of the hour. Then in the 106 hour, another fine friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry, who has his own show over on Monona, WVMO, will be here to talk Brewers. He has his own Brewer memorabilia from 82. He'll be in because in that hour, in the 1 o'clock hour, our final edition of Text to Win, Phil and Todd's Text to Win, just a bit outside trivia. So I messed it up. Go ahead. The final.
Just a bit outside.
Yes, trivia. Your chance to win two tickets to the big world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers in Waukesha next week on Wednesday, the 11th. Two tickets to that world premiere, a reception, a Q&A with the filmmakers, also a hotel. We're paying for your hotel overnight in Waukesha, and also a $100 quick trip gas card. Your final chance to win in hour two when Mr. Perry is here, and we're going to attempt to draw the winning number at the end of the show with Phil Nee as well. So that's
maybe,
coming up.
Maybe get the winner on the air if they're
We'll try. We're going to try. And at 1:30, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, is in with a humorous look at the week in review. And boy, there is a lot to talk about. As we said, Phil Nee, our colleague from WRCO back at Richland Center, will be along to announce our grand prize winner at the end of the show. So much to do, so much to talk about. We're going to start off, though, with a friend and ongoing contributor, like myself, a former Republican, a River Falls native, but today, more importantly, one of the owners of the Green Bay Packers, the Green and Gold, and now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joining us from our nation's capital on a special appearance, Mr. Trigvy Olson. Trigvy, how are you?
I only speak as a Packer owner today, Todd.
Okay, only as a Packer owner.
All the opinions are mine, exclusively. I don't want Mark Murphy calling me saying, what are you doing speaking for the Green Bay Packers?
That's right. It's a big day. It's a big day for the Packers folks, of course. The Packers kick off tonight down in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. And unfortunately, if you want to watch them, you have to, unless you live in Milwaukee or Green Bay, where it is on the NBC affiliate over the air. Otherwise, you got to subscribe to the old Peacock.
Play it, Zomers. Come on. Zomers. That's your cue.
We're waiting for the Peacock. But Katy Perry.
Where's the Peacock?
There we go. There we go. Your Peacock. Your Peacock. Exactly. You have to have the streaming service. Do you have the Peacock?
Of course I do, because I want to see the Green Bay Packers.
I'm thinking I may have to subscribe.
What kind of question is that?
I know. It's a lame question.
Listen, man, the brats are in the crock pot.
Yep.
Because I got the greatest way to make brats ever, which I learned about. Did you know Johnsonville has an entire, like, the world's largest brat grill?
Yes.
Thing.
Yeah.
Right.
They bring it to Madison for the big Metcalf's charity thing, the big Brat Fest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they had it at the Super Bowl.
Really?
When I went to the Super Bowl in Dallas. Yep. Desmond Howard was making brats. How good is that? Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, iconic, dude. And so here's the thing. Like, they had this great recipe where you cook the brats the night before in boiling hot water. Get all the fat out of it.
All right.
Put them in cold beer, preferably Miller High Life. It's my choice for
the champagne of beers.
Beer, yeah, you can't say that in France. For our listeners who are listening in France on the app, I'm sorry if the French police show up at your house. But everywhere else, yes, it is the champagne of beers. Mm-hmm. You put it in there. You throw them in the fridge overnight. You throw them on the grill. You brown them up. You toss the beer and the onions that they've been sitting in all night in the crock pot, and then you just let them sit in the crock pot. And then they're ready, game time. And you know what else? If you're a hockey player, I know we got some hockey players out there, including some who are far better than me since they played at Madison, unlike me. If you make them for your hockey teams, the guys on your hockey teams in Virginia just think you're the greatest teammate ever, and they'll let you, even when you're an old man, still play on their team, because not only are you the guy who brings the beer once a month or once a season, you're the guy who brings the brats.
You have to do that, right? I mean, that's just what you got to do, and nobody brings better brats than a Wisconsin guy.
And all they do is talk up Wisconsin about
how
nice we are. And not in a Minnesota passive-aggressive way. We're, like, really nice.
Right, really nice. We're going to talk
a little bit. And we don't wear purple either.
Thank goodness. We're going to talk a little bit more Packers here in a bit with Trigvy. But first of all, Trig, some breaking news, as a matter of fact, right now from NBC News. A New York judge has delayed former President Donald Trump's sentencing on felony criminal charges from the 18th of this month. Guess what? Till after the election, until November 26th, Judge Juan Marchand handed down the ruling today after Trump's attorneys had asked him to postpone the September 18th sentencing until after the election in order to allow them to be in a position to appeal a pending ruling involving presidential immunity. That ruling is expected by September 16th, just 2 days before what would have been the first ever sentencing of a former president on criminal charges. Trump, of course, was convicted in May on 34 counts of falsifying business records related to a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels near the end of the 2016 presidential campaign. Quote, a single business day, this is from the Trump people, is unreasonably short period of time, they said of the appeal. There's no basis for continuing to rush. Judge Marchand acquiesced. And so now, Trigvy, Trump will not be sentenced until the end. Mr. Zomers?
Yeah, I have a question about that. This was before he was president. What does the immunity have anything to do with this?
Trevi?
This isn't going to be popular with Zomers and maybe some of our listeners. I'm okay with it.
Like, you're okay.
I think the idea of carting him off to Rikers actually would work to his advantage. So just do it after.
Like, yeah, I agree that okay. If there's going to be actual jail and or prison time, it would actually help Trump if that happened on the 6th in September. Yeah.
I just think this isn't a good reason to delay it.
I hate to be crassly political. But,
No.
I think the judge probably – it's a convenient reason to delay it.
Right. So there you go.
I think. Not a very popular opinion, but – yeah.
Right, but as a guy who's worked on presidential campaigns, including John McCain's, you have legit experience in this.
You know what? It's not just that. I mean, it's from the experience around the world as well. I just think
that's a great point. That's a really great point, and we're going to lead into that. So,
it's okay.
And for people who haven't listened to the show before, Trigvi not only has worked in Wisconsin and national politics, like myself, a former Republican, but has fought autocracies and fought for democracy around the world, particularly in Eastern Europe. So you're saying this is the kind of thing, based on your experience worldwide, that if Trump were actually put in an orange jumpsuit or whatever, that would
carted off to Rikers.
Right. That could potentially actually help him get elected.
Yeah, and honestly, it could help him, and quite honestly, it just the process. There's a legitimate reason legally to delay it, and it would look banana republic if it were done before an election. I mean, there is a justifiable reason why typically DOJ waits till after elections and has a period where they don't engage themselves. And I know that has the potential to kick off a can of worms with people, so I don't need a bunch of people calling in or right. texting on the text line because I don't really want to debate it today.
Right.
But the reality is we have other things to talk about.
Right.
Now, obviously, what I do think, and it kind of segues into this, can you imagine the field day, given what we've read in the past few days and the indictment that's come out about Russian money being allegedly fueled through a media company in Tennessee to pay $400,000 a month to people who have right-wing social media influencers who have millions of followers on social media. That actually is a huge story. And can you imagine what they would do with that? Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys probably, I have no inside knowledge, but I can tell you from experience, I would be shocked if these are the only people and that's the only entity that's doing this. There is a massive disinformation campaign, and that's the kind of stuff that would feed into what's called Lesnaya information, false information with a purpose.
And that's why we only got about a minute and a half left before the first break. Trevi's coming back, but I do want to spend a couple of minutes before we go back into Packers about this story, because I'm shocked, Trigvi, how little attention this story has gotten, and the attention it has got is way down the scrolling lines or below the fold or fifth or sixth or eighth story in on the morning and evening newscasts. If this had been a Democrat let's say that Rachel Maddow, this was Rachel Maddow. I mean, the people would be all over this, right?
Yeah, I think it's not just that. I mean, it's the biggest story in the news, but that, when you hear all these narratives of I just say this, someone has to work with the media a lot. False, fake news, all the rest of it. The reality is this is one of those cases where it is the biggest story out there, I believe, and it's not getting the kind of coverage, kind of to your point, Todd, that it probably should.
We're going to come back and give it the time it deserves, or at least some of it start to get into it. What is going on with the Russians interfering with the presidential election once again in the USA? And the Packers are not in the USA. They're in Brazil. We'll get Trigvi's prediction. Do the Pack kick off with a win against the Eagles? And so much more on a Tottapalooza edition on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. There are times when folks like you and me who have our investment money smartly parked in index funds start to think, maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should learn more about that company I heard about on TikTok or from my friend. Maybe I should... Well, let me just stop you right there. Statistically, most people, including professional investors, are bad at picking individual stocks. Success doing that just boils down to luck. Even mega-rich investor Warren Buffett said, the best thing to do is to own the S&P 500 index fund. So when I want to try my hand at investing in individual stocks in the stock market rodeo, I limit myself to 5% of my investment money. That way, when the bull bucks, I'll have had my fun, but the savings I've got will be secure too. All right, folks. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Cheeseheads all around, support the pack. Everybody knows we're going back. You know Green Bay is strong, that's why we wrote this song.
Possibilities are endless. The 2024 NFL season for the Packers kicks off tonight. Will they end up in the Super Bowl? We'll discuss it with our fine guest here, Mr. Trivi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and like so many, one of the owners of the Green Bay Packers. But first, Trivi, I want to get to a couple of serious things quickly. Lay down what you talked about before the break there, that I'll summarize this. You keep me on track. There is a little-known media company based in Tennessee that has this guy like Tim Pool, and that will not mean a lot.
Danny Johnson.
Right. To some people, it means nothing. But these are schmucks. These are dudes who have these big following, millions of people on YouTube and Facebook and predominantly Twitter, and they put out all this misinformation, disinformation. And this week, Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General, brought indictments, not against the people we named, but this company and others, that guys like Tim Pool were being paid $400,000 a month and $100,000 in some cases per video that they put out that was right off of Vladimir Putin's playbook and disinformation to sway the 2024 election.
Yeah. And so really at the end of the day, so there's this concept that I first heard about when I worked overseas in sort of that part of the world. It's a Russian term, Lasnaya informatsiya. And it's basically false information with a purpose. And it's an entire process, really, that is about taking well-meaning Americans and or individuals and playing on their fears. And these guys, in that case, were being paid huge amounts of money to basically parrot Russian talking points. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating because their responses have been all over the board. Oh, we were duped. We didn't know. Or, you know, well, we would have been saying it anyway, except they were, in some cases, like Tucker Carlson with the grocery store coming back. The big question that it begs is who else is potentially on the payroll? And here's where it matters for listeners. Like, you and I are very open about who it is that supports us and us being on here. You by Civic Media, I come on, and we always acknowledge that I am part of the Lincoln Project. What these guys were essentially doing is they would say, we are X, but in reality, they're Y. And if you and I were plugging the Minnesota Vikings and constantly suggesting that Jordan Love is the worst quarterback ever and like all kinds of stuff because we were being secretly paid by those purple morons in wherever they are by 494 in Minnesota, right? Like that would be, but we were masquerading as Packer fans. That would be a scandal, right? Like, and justifiably so. And in this case, it's not, you know, I'm making light of it with the Packers. It's literally a country and people who would be doing to us. I say this all the time. If Vladimir Putin could be doing what he's doing in Ukraine in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, blowing up hospitals, he'd be doing it. He would be doing it in Madison. These people were literally taking 30 pieces of silver to advocate for our enemies.
And you point this out so well. And to your point, this Tim Pool guy who has been just adamant that, that the U.S. is the enemy, that Russia is on the right hand, on the right side with Ukraine, that U.S. should cut off everything in Ukraine. Now, the day after Merrick Garland filed these indictment charges, Pool completely flips, I mean, on a dime, and says, I've just come to realize that Russia is the enemy and Ukraine is the hero, and we should do everything we could to save Ukraine. So, I mean, I would just ask yourself, if you're a right of center listener, does that make sense to you? Why, if someone really believes something and they turn on a dime because it's found out they're being paid $400,000 by someone, does that make sense to you? And I think people, well, and, you know, it doesn't.
Well, and I know from some of the callers that we take, you know, we have some callers who clearly are watching Sean Hannity. Mm. Last night, Sean Hannity was trumping this thing. Vladimir Putin, he's backing Kamala Harris. He conveniently came out and said that on the day the indictment comes out. He's like, oh, I'm backing Harris. If you believe that, honestly, I have some land in Belize. I'd be more than happy to sell you. Right? Yeah. Like, Vladimir Putin, again, one of the rules of autocrats is they will say whatever it is in the moment that they have to say. Vladimir Putin, whatever he's saying, believe the opposite. Any of these guys with autocratic personality disorder. And look at what Donald Trump's doing. Now the elections weren't faked. He lost. Now that he's in real trouble, he's backing off the elections. He's changed. He's completely flip-flopped on abortion. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who caused the chaos, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do. If you want more information, if we have listeners, and I know a lot of them follow on Twitter already, but if you want more information, I wrote like a long-form op-ed on how Lesnea information works on my Twitter feed at Trigvi Olson, and you're welcome to take a look at it. I love feedback, and you can always catch us when we're streaming, too, because I always post that.
Really appreciate that, Trigvi. Let's go quickly to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Gene, listening on WCFW in the Chippewa Valley up in Eau Claire. Gene, you had a comment on yesterday's conversation with the former Trump fixer, Michael Cohen.
It was the best show ever.
Wow.
And I hope people tune it in because they really need to hear it. It was outstanding, Todd, and I don't want to interfere with this most important information because nobody will attack us from the air or the sides. They are attacking us from the inside of our country. But great show yesterday. Everybody get a chance to look at it before it's buried somewhere because you don't want to miss this one. And you guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Hey, Gene. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I mean, Matt Flynn joined me. We had this great discussion with former Trump fixer Michael Cohen. I know you've been on his podcast before. Interesting guy. An interesting guy. You'll say a little even at that.
That would be a word for Michael Cohen.
Interesting guy. Can you stay around a little bit? Can you stay around a few minutes into the next half hour?
Well, we still haven't talked about the most important topic of the day.
I know. That's why I'm asking. All right. I mean, have we got 2 minutes?
Well, I mean, we're going to have a former NFL player on, like, as if I'm going to provide more insights than he will. But, I'm excited about it. I'm happy to.
I'm excited.
I'm just sitting around waiting for game time anyway. I got up early this morning. I got my work done. I have some edits I have to make for our mutual friend in a document I wrote.
By the way, a great interview. Speaking of great interviews, our friend and colleague up at Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, up in Wausau, Chad Holmes, guess who he was talking to today? The fantastic governor of Minnesota and VP nominee, Tim Walz, was on with Chad Holmes. I thought this perhaps it was a great interview. You can speak in a podcast. You can see that with Chad Holmes. Here's what Chad Holmes asked the governor about where he eats.
What is your Culver's order when you come either to Wisconsin or over in Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm a mushroom and Swiss guy, onion rings most of the time, and then I just do just a plain custard cup to leave with. When I eat in-house, I do drink a lot of refills. I will say that. They probably lose money on that deal. But, that mushroom and Swiss burger at Culver's, man, that thing's to die for. So I'll give you that. Wisconsin's got that going hard for it.
Why would you not want to vote for that guy? Right? He's a real He's a real
He's awesome.
He's fantastic.
He
Tim Walz.
Agree with him or disagree with him, he's awesome.
He's awesome. Stay tuned. Another fantastic guy, Brady Ewing. This is the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Game after game, we're
on our way. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Crop rotations are nothing new when it comes to farming here in the Midwest. But at UW-Madison, they are conducting field trials to see what rotations are best for your soil. I'm Ben Jarbo at the Midwest Farm Report, and one bright spot of the research has been a corn, soybean, oats, and red clover rotation that Stephen Hall, a professor of plant and agro-ecosystem sciences, is here to explain.
So one of the bright spots of this study was really this three-year rotation of corn, soybean, oats, and red clover. And that system was actually... Of the grain systems, that was actually closest to neutral in terms of the nitrogen balance, indicating that what we're adding enough to compensate what's being removed by our crops. Another really interesting positive story was the rotationally grazed pasture, where we also saw evidence that, you know, there's a sufficient nitrogen inputs from clover growing in that pasture to actually satisfy the demands of the dairy heifers that are grazing on that pasture.
A good crop rotation and rotationally grazed pastures are two ways to keep your soil healthy, as explained by Stephen Hall. I am Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and the midday markets are coming up right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Monarch Media Design, serving Madison since 2000. Monarch specializes in vehicle wraps and graphics. The experts at Monarch can do everything from vinyl graphics to full trailer wraps. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, now for your midday markets from Chicago. December corn contracts started off a little up this morning, but are now starting to fall down. They are at 409 and a quarter, down 1.5. November soybeans continue to decrease as they are at 1009 and three quarters, down 13 and three quarters. December wheat's also seen a little fall as they're at 571 and a quarter, down 3.5. Class 3 milk's coming back up as October contracts are at 22.93 a hundredweight, up 7 cents. And November contracts are at 22.52 a hundredweight, up 4 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc's Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Well,
this day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon of this Friday, September 6, 2024. Mr. Zommers on the board. Now, see, this is exactly the kind of show when Zommers and I sat down and over pizza, I said, this is what, you understand, think of the Dan Patrick Show, and then just adapt that to kind of, you know, local, statewide talk radio, and that's what I want. And now here today, almost 2 years later, now we got it, Mr. Zommers.
It just took a minute.
So joining us from our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, but more importantly for this segment, an owner of the Green Bay Packers, Trygve Olsen in his green and gold. Here in studio, a longtime friend, former co-worker at WRCO in Richland Center. Now he has his own show on WVMO here in Monona, Mr. Jeff Perry. Mr. Perry, how are you?
I am well, thank you.
That's fantastic. Jeff's going to be joining us. Oh, he's going to just stick around, but he was kind enough to come in early. But in the 1 o'clock hour, he has a great bag full of Brewer memorabilia. You're going to talk about that and help us do our final text to win, Phil and Todd's text to win contest.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Up for grabs, 2 Brewer tickets today, and also 2 VIP world premiere tickets to just a bit outside the story of the 82 Brewers. We were at middle school during that time.
Yes. Now, I have to ask, is this a statewide
contest? It is a statewide contest. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Trygve, you're a Twins fan, even though you grew up in River Falls, so we'll let you off the hook on that one. But I know who also is a Brewers fan, and he joins us via the phone from the old hometown in Richland Center, home of WRCO and WRCE. He is a 3-time Big Ten champion with the Wisconsin Badger football team, was captain of the team along with Russell Wilson in one of their 3 Super Bowl seasons, and spent 3 years playing in the National Football League, better known as the league, for Atlanta and Jacksonville, Mr. Brady Ewing. Brady, how the heck are you?
Doing awesome. Yeah, great day. Got a big Richland Center Hornet game tonight, and I think the Packers are playing, from what I understand. I've kind of been living in a little bit of a shell and quite a bit going on, but yes. All is well.
The Hornets are always a pleasure. Thank you for taking time. The Hornets are 1-1, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we got a first week win against Homa. It was 14-13, kind of a barn burner high school style game, defensive battle, and then got some good learning opportunities with Potosi Castro last week. Just a really good football team, actually, and number 1 in the state in the first coaches poll in their division. So a good challenge, a good opportunity with a non-conference game to. See what's out there for talent and use it as a learning opportunity to springboard us into the conference matchup here starting this week.
Who we got tonight?
Prairie du Chien.
Oh, Prairie du Chien. Watch out for the Van Orden cheerleaders. They're nasty out there down there in Prairie du Chien. Just be careful of that. That's my only advice in Prairie du Chien. We're a Brewers fan. We went with you and your lovely family earlier this year. I'm excited because the Brewers are still in first place. And I know one of your sons in particular is a huge baseball fan, right?
Yeah. Honestly, they're still talking about the game. So thanks. I know we talked about it in one of the previous shows, but thanks for making that a possibility. That's their first time at Anthem Field or Miller Park, is what I like to call it still. And they're big baseball fans themselves with playing it and are enjoying watching it more now too, which is pretty cool.
Well, it was just fun. Brady has 4, and he and his wife have 4 really great boys. What are the 10-4 or 10-5? What are the span?
Yep, 9-3.
9-3, yeah.
Close.
And they all have their own personalities, and it was just a blast watching them be there. I gave him a quiz, Trygve, on the way down as we drove through Pewaukee. I said, all right, guys, here's the quiz of the day. What member of your dad's former team is from here and was one of the best players in the NFL? That was the question of the day.
And the answer to that was Joe Thomas.
just to been outside. J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt from the Watt.
I know the Watt that. All right. I knew the answer.
All right. All right. All right, gentlemen.
A bad time.
Let's talk.
Joe Thomas was from not far from there, though. Where was Joe Thomas from? I don't even know.
Where's he
Joe
from,
Thomas
Brady?
Do you know Brady?
I don't off the top of my head. Somewhere over, I think, near the greater Milwaukee area.
Yeah. But he has a farm.
Yeah. Joe Thomas is from Brookfield. He's in the NFL. Oh.
There.
He's in the NFL Hall of Fame, I think.
Yeah, Zomer, he was just inducted into the Hall of Fame.
He's one of the best left tackles to ever play.
Yes, and he is from Brookfield, Wisconsin.
There you go. And yeah. But he has a farm now out by Richland Center where he does beef cattle. True story.
Joe Thomas?
Yeah. It's a big deal.
He does, yeah.
Organic beef cattle. In
Hall of Fame beef, I think, or something like that it's called.
I think you're right. I think it's called.
So Brady, I have a question for Brady. How are you going to attack Prairie du Chien's defense? I would go with the flea flicker, and the old fumble rooski, and let's see what else. Yeah,
Statue of Liberty
plays.
That's funny because did you guys see that fake punt that a high school team ran here maybe the last week or two, or at least that's when it started to hit social media, where they basically had the punter behind the shield acting like a punt came off his foot, but it was actually a throw.
Really?
And so the punting team actually went and caught it, which it was a legal forward pass instead of a punt where, you know, normally that would down the punt.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Pretty,
right.
Pretty innovative fake in my book. So as a special teams coordinator, I don't have that one in, but I'm making mental note for the future. It'll be interesting to see how many teams run that this week.
I have a question. When you're in the offensive huddle in a college football game or an NFL game and you get one of those that comes in, are you usually happy about it, or are you kind of bumming out? Because usually when you're running the old hook and ladder, it's not a good sign for where you're at.
Yeah, it's honestly, when you game plan something specific, the hook and ladder is kind of a, you know, last ditch desperate effort. But any of those specialty plays, like you'll see them from, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs or others that are game plan specific. You prep them during the week, you watch film and see why that play should work. So when it comes in, usually you're excited because it means that you're trying to get a spark on the offense, and it's just something a little bit different and get out of the monotony of, at least when I was at Wisconsin, just pounding the rock time after time downhill.
Well, and Brady, when you were at Wisconsin, Brett Bielema was coaching, and you had a couple of big ones that worked. I mean, the play at Iowa, right? The fake was a fake punt that was a huge gain or a touchdown. That won that game in Iowa.
It was, yeah. They showed on film that their punt return team would basically bail with our punt coverage team and not have anybody ensuring that the punt was kicked. Typically, you have one or two safe guys that make sure the punt's kicked, just keep their eye on things for a fake, and they bailed everybody pretty quickly. So we basically ran a fake punt right up the middle, led by the shield. Ryan Groy, a Middleton guy, was leading the charge for Brett Ortman. And that was a huge pivotal first down in that game and helped propel us to victory there.
Yeah.
On the road, too.
Yeah, on the road, down Hawkeye Stadium. Yeah, go ahead, Trigby.
I have another question for him. So Brady is a fullback. So in game planning meetings, is it pretty much block linebacker right, block linebacker left?
Is that a serious question?
No, he has a grin on his face.
I'm just giving you a little bit of a bad time.
He has a grin on his face.
I know from seventh grade football where I got to play fullback that pretty much your job is block linebacker right or block linebacker to the left.
Yeah, and somehow when I got out of college too, they finally started running more rushing attempts with the fullback too. I don't know if that was just based on my lack of skill in that area or what, but yeah, I mean, when I was at Wisconsin, it very much was get downhill, you know, you had different play calls where you're assigned to different linebackers or different, people within the defensive system, depending on if they ran a 4-3 or 3-4. And we took pride in the defense knowing what was coming, but we were still going to try to, you know, kind of assert our will on them and just wear them down throughout the game.
Yeah. Brady, of course, NFL kicked off last night with Kansas City getting a last-second win over the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens appeared to have scored a tying touchdown as time expired, but the fatal review showed that the receiver's toe touched a line that was called an incomplete. And Taylor Swift, the Swifties of Kansas City, got the win last night at the buzzer. And tonight, our own Packers are down in Brazil. As a player in the NFL, Brady, you never played overseas, right, with either team, or did you?
Nope.
You had to go across coast on these long road trips like this. Does it affect the players at all, or are the systems in place once you get into the league where everything just kind of feels the same? It doesn't matter whether you're playing in Chicago or whether you're playing in Brazil or whether you're playing in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's an awesome question. Actually, really, really intriguing, and something that, you know, as I got to the NFL, you start to learn a little bit about. So depending on the time zone changes from where you're based at with your team and where you're traveling to, and the time of the game itself plays into that. But typically, if you're transitioning across time zones in a significant nature, you'll travel either a day or even 2 days earlier. So instead of traveling, you know, the day before the game, getting there on Saturday, staying and preparing for the game on Sunday, you might travel on Friday, per se, if you're traveling across time zones a little bit more.
Yeah, very interesting. So any predictions tonight? The Eagles look like they're going to be halfway decent this year. I mean, I think the Packers are going to win, but what say you, Brady?
Yeah, I'll take the Packers for sure. I'm a homer there, much like when we predicted the Badger season horribly last year.
We're going to get to that in a minute.
I'll take the Packers, and just excited to see. I'll have things recorded, excited to see how, you know, Love continues to live up to the expectations there, and young receiver core. As an offensive guy, you know, I look at that stuff, see how the young receiver core does with as they get more experience under their belt. And yeah, there's a couple new cogs on the offense that just excited to see how they gel together. It's such a long season in the NFL, though.
Yeah,
you know, that continues to grow and evolve. So just, it is truly a marathon. And so, much like Aaron Rodgers said years ago, just relax and just trust the process. Teams can change dramatically from week one to even week, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8. And so to watch the evolution and just how things progress, that's what I'm excited to see.
Trivia Olsen, you are an owner. How are things looking from the owner's box tonight? Are you into the Packers tonight?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about the Packers.
How about this kicker? I mean, they got rid of their kickers. They got this,
you know, new... what? His wife is from Prescott.
Get out. The new guy from Tennessee?
She's elated. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm sure she
Murphy.
Is.
Murphy. Her last name's Murphy. In fact, I think she's the kid of somebody that I knew from high school.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're super excited. There's an awesome story. Maybe it was in The Athletic. I don't know where it was, but there was an awesome story about they got married in July, and she couldn't believe it when he called him up and said, "You're not going to believe this. I've gotten signed to the 53-man roster by the Packers."
Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's an awesome story. It really is. Yeah.
Jeff Perry, who do you like tonight?
He's got ties.
Oh, Packers all the way. Packers absolutely. All the way.
All right, so they're around the table. So, of course, that means they'll lose tonight. All of us have picked the Packers. but no, I think they're going to win. I truly do. But this is serious, by the way. Apparently, they've had to up security for both teams because of threats down in Brazil. So, hopefully, everything's safe tonight.
Hey, you know what's interesting from my hometowns, because we were talking a little bit about high school football. So, you remember Mike Johnson, the superintendent from, from Eau Claire?
Yeah.
His kid just got a full ride to play tight end at Iowa.
Really?
He's going to be a senior at River Falls, yeah.
Wow. Good for him.
And you know what? Last year as a junior, Brady will appreciate this. A D1 tight end playing with a bunch of high school kids, or a future D1 tight end, is like a man playing with boys. They just they run like a 2-yard hitch, throw him the ball, and they don't even need blocking. He just runs right over him, through him. It's like crazy.
It's funny you say that, because tonight Curtis Sheen has his name's Blake Beery, and he is a tight end for them, plays defense. He's a Indiana commit for football.
Wow.
And he's a physical specimen, man. He's 6'4", 6'5", probably 240, 250. So he's bigger than a lot of our linemen are. So we have some challenges there.
Lots of physical specimens around the table here. Come back with all of them. Jeff, Trigby, Brady, Zomers, myself. We're going to discuss Badger football. Get some predictions there. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Springsteen.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, September 6, 2024. Around the table, I feel like it's almost Sports Center here, or something, sports wrap. Around the table, we have Mr. Jeff Perry from WVMO here in Madison. He's going to be talking next hour about Milwaukee Brewers baseball with this, particularly the 82 team. Going to give you a chance to text and win Brewers tickets to a game later this month, and also VIP tickets to the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside the Movie in Waukesha next week. Mr. Perry is here along with Trigvi Olsen, appearing this half hour as a owner of the Green Bay Packer, one of several from our nation's capital in Washington, and back in the old hometown via phone, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers, captain of the team, along with Russell Wilson and many others in that great run to the Rose Bowl, and then also spent 3 years in the NFL with Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady, you were not able to join us. Circumstances did not allow it, and that's fine last week, but we had to... I had to make some picks here. So we had a guest picker, Jonathan Klein, who used to work with me at the Capitol. We went through. Now, did you hear my picks? Do you know what my picks were?
I did not.
Fantastic.
I'm coming in cold.
Well, you're not coming in cold. That's the point. Because we were texting last week. We were both Richland Center during that just a it was not a great opening, Brady. I mean, I was hoping for a little bit more identity to this team, the Badger team. I was thoroughly, to put it in terms, I was overwhelmingly underwhelmed by what I saw by Wisconsin last Saturday.
Yeah, I haven't watched the full game, but we had a home game last Friday and got home and got a chance to take in some of the third quarter and fourth quarter. And I would agree. I mean, those, you know, even during my time at Wisconsin, those non-conference games, I feel like we always gave underwhelming performances on what the expectations should be. And so I keep that in mind. I don't know if I have a definite reason why that is, but I would agree. The identity wasn't necessarily there with, you know, the pass game, with the run game. Like, what are we going to be really good at?
Yeah, where's the air raid?
What are we going to fall back on? What are we going to lean into? And then bring some change of pace off of that. And I just didn't see that offensively like I would have expected in year two.
We could sit there and talk about it all night. Let's go quickly through these picks here. So I picked Wisconsin over Western Michigan. Thank God that came 28-14. The Badgers won that one. This week I'm going to be at the game actually tomorrow at 2:30 kickoff time. South Dakota, the always tough South Dakota, visiting Camp Randall. Who you got?
I got Wisconsin against South Dakota.
Yep, I had them as well. Thank God.
Living dangerously there, guys.
I know. All right, and then yeah, and then risky. It was supposed to be Paul Chryst versus Nick Saban, but now it's PJ Fleck versus. Or not PJ Fleck. Good Lord, I'm going to hell for that one. It's Luke Fickell. It's Luke Fickell taking on whoever the coach is now at Alabama. I've got Wisconsin losing to Alabama at home on September 14th. Jonathan Klein has an upset victory there. Brady, who you got?
I like the fact that it's home, and I think that gives us a fighting chance. But I'm, as much as it pains me to say, after last year's picking performance, I just got to bring a little bit of reality into this. Yes. So I'm gonna say an L for Wisconsin against Alabama at
home. I agree. Wisconsin then travels to USC, the former Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever you want to call it. Now they're in the Big Ten. I may be going out to that game. Who do you like against the Trojans in L.A.?
Man, the Badgers have a tough schedule. I know everybody's talking about it. I'm going to pick that one as a win for the Badgers. Just, I think we'll start to find our identity and be motivated after the Alabama game, and I think we'll come out with a win.
I picked Wisconsin as well, although after last week, I'm not. Tringvi's shaking his head. No way. No way.
How about this? Let's bet dinner at Culver's in Richland Center the next time I'm out there after that
game. All right.
Brady,
I'll take you up on that.
All right. There you go.
That's a deal. Actually, maybe rather than Culver's, we should go someplace like the bowling alley that's got awesome food. But it doesn't matter.
Brady's jersey is hanging at the bowling alley.
I know that.
He's been there. He's been there.
When we went there to party.
All right. Wisconsin at home against Purdue, Brady.
I'm taking the Badgers in that one.
Yep, me too. All right, we've got to go quickly here. We're running out of time. Rutgers, Badgers go to New Jersey to Rutgers. What do you think?
Tough place to play. I've been there as a coach when I was with Wisconsin, but I'm going to pick the Badgers with a W there.
Me too, but I think, as Lee Corso says, closer than the experts think. Northwestern hosts Wisconsin on the actual shore of Lake Michigan.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I'm going to pick Wisconsin. Another tough place to play, another thorn in our side, but I'm going to pick Wisconsin on that one.
Me too. Wisconsin then comes home, hosts right now number 8 Penn State. I think they could contend for the Big Ten. I've got Wisconsin upsetting Penn State. Brady, what do you think?
I'm picking Penn State in this one. Again, it pains me, but just trying to be realistic.
Speaking of Iowa earlier, Iowa will host Wisconsin. I've got that one as a loss at Iowa City.
I got a W for the Badgers on the road.
All right, very good. Wisconsin hosts the terrible, awful, absolutely despicable Oregon Ducks, who stole the Rose Bowl away from Brady and Russell Wilson. I saw it firsthand. Who do you like, Brady?
I like the Badgers, but I'm picking Oregon now.
Sadly, me too. I think it'll be a blowout. I think it's Oregon versus Georgia for the Big Ten, or for the national championship this year. Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, host Wisconsin. Who do you like?
I like the Badgers.
Me too. Nebraska continues just to be nothing. And then the Flexters versus the Flexters at home in Camp Randall.
Yeah, I'm picking a win for the Badgers on that one, whether I believe it or not, I'm going to will it to happen through my small influencer.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more. Yes, 100%. Yeah. Wisconsin will beat the PJ Flex. And by the way, did you see that last week, Brady, where Minnesota, the kicker, the poor guy, missed a field goal as time expired. Minnesota loses to North Carolina, but somebody set off the fireworks, and the fireworks went off for a loss for Minnesota. So now every time Minnesota loses this year, we're using a fireworks sound effect.
Nice. No, I didn't see that. That's great, though. But the crazy part about the Badgers' schedule this year, I think I had them with 9 wins, is man, they could easily put to 6 or 7 wins with how tough the schedule is this year. So
very, very quickly,
fingers crossed for a great year.
Very quickly, who do you like in the national championship?
Oh, man. Well, we might have to take a rain check
on
that one.
All right, rain check on that one.
Trigvi,
who do you like in the national championship?
Georgia.
I got Georgia and Oregon. Jeff?
Georgia.
Oh, yeah, Georgia and Oregon.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. Brady Ewing, thank you so much. We'll see you. By the way, my mom has willed it. Brady's brother, Brandon, will be joining us in 2 weeks. My mom sent me a text and said it had to happen. Thank you. Thank you, Trigvi. Back with Jeff Perry after this in hour two. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.